I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a great pleasure to welcome my colleague of many years, Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs, here to comment on the changes at Treasury. My. What a difference an administration makes. Monica, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 led to the best employment situation in the United States of America in 50 years at least, with record lows for all demographics. In addition to that, the market blossomed. Prosperity was everywhere until the pandemic hit in March of 2020. That was then. This is now. The Biden administration and the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, are proposing tax hikes, not only tax hikes here in the United States for corporate taxes from 21 to 28%, but a global corporate tax. That's Ms. Yellen proposing that, perhaps to 25, perhaps to 28. You're watching right now a new administration refute the success of your administration. What is your measure of these tax hikes? One, will Mr. Biden get the tax hikes he's asking for? And two, what will it do to the American economy? Good evening, Monica.
Good evening to you, John, and it's wonderful to be with you as always. Yes, it does look like President Biden will get the tax hikes that he's asking for because the Democrats are fully in control of the Congress and, of course, control the White House. So it does look like the tax increases that the president has proposed and Secretary Yellen is championing will, in fact, go through. And that is going to be hugely detrimental to every American, the American economy, this Trump recovery that we currently have underway, and, you know, sort of the overall economic health of the West, period. Now, under President Trump, when he came in, part of his the economic component to the America First agenda was fourfold. It was tax cuts, regulatory relief, unleashing America's great energy sector, and freer and fairer, more reciprocal trade deals. President Trump delivered on all four of those pillars. Tax cuts, of course, being the central pillar, but they were all working in conjunction with each other. So the economic boom that we saw during the Trump years, as you say, we had record low unemployment for every demographic group in the United States, at or near historic lows for African Americans, Asian Americans, Latino Americans, women, Americans with disabilities, you name the group, we were experiencing historic lows in terms of unemployment. Everybody was working who wanted to have a job. And the economic growth was really very, very robust. That was not a coincidence. That was a direct result of President Trump's pro-growth economic agenda. Now we have a president who wants to throw all of that into reverse for two reasons. One, ideologically, they believe in higher taxes, soak the rich, and wealth redistribution, also known as socialism. And also for the simple fact that Donald Trump did the opposite. So out of petty vindictiveness, they are really going to weaken the American economy. We are in the Trump recovery, but I fear about how much longer it's going to last, because while there is tremendous pent up demand and consumer savings ready to explode, entertainment venues, restaurants, bars, we are opening up again, and there's going to be an explosion of economic activity, which we're all going to love to see. But I hope that it lasts and that doesn't get killed in the crib by these destructive economic policies championed by President Biden.
The Wall Street Journal saying now that the president is open to other possibilities for a tax hike, telling us, of course, that there's friction about raising corporate taxes. The Wall Street Journal also reports that there is a receptive audience to Janet Yellen's global corporate tax hike, a receptive audience, especially in Europe. Monica, it's cynical of me to say, but I believe that the Biden administration is eager to raise us up and up until we're just like France. Does it feel like that to you?
Yes, it does definitely looks like we are headed in that direction, unfortunately. And we know from the European models, we know how high taxation and a big regulatory burden, how that all works out. You end up getting high unemployment, you end up getting low job creation. You end up getting low business creation of all sizes, but particularly small businesses that can handle that. We've seen it over the years, over many decades in France, in the rest of Europe. We've seen this movie before, so it's not like the results are going to come as a surprise. But keep in mind that this is being driven by ideologues who believe in wealth redistribution, who believe in social justice, rather than a robust and responsibly regulated free market system, which is what President Trump was all about. We no longer have that. And so the results are going to be predictable. We saw it during the Obama years, at least in the initial part of the Obama presidency, when the Democrats controlled the White House and Congress, like we see now. We've seen it before, John. It's totally predictable. We see the train crash about to happen. And yet the Republicans are not in control, and there's not a lot here to stop the Democrat agenda.
It appears, or it can appear, that Mr. Biden's in a hurry. Do you believe that hurry is because he knows that he cannot hold the Congress after November of 22? Is that pushing him into more and more radical statements?
I think that that's right. Remember, now we are already in April of the first year of his presidency. In January, you are then in an election year for the House and big swaths of the United States Senate. So getting anything controversial through Congress next year won't be impossible, but it will be exceedingly more difficult. And that's why you've got the president and the Democrats now moving at top speed to try to slam this far left radical agenda into place.
They're also moving to spend money, big, big money, trillions, Monica, trillions and trillions of dollars. We're in recovery. So what is your measure of where they're going to spend that money? Because they talk about infrastructure, but then I read that it has to do with home care.
Yes. Well, you're now talking about long leftist wish lists that they've had an opportunity to get through. And this is stuff that they've wanted to get through for a long time and haven't been able to, again, since the first 2 years, or at least the first year of the Obama administration, when they had total control. So, no, they're branding it as an infrastructure bill. What is it? Not 1.9, 2.2 trillion, 3 trillion, whatever the number is. But it's loaded with stuff that is not at all related to infrastructure. And, you know, in this country, we really do need some focus on infrastructure. President Trump wanted to do that. Our airports, our rail lines, our roads, our bridges. We have a lot of things that need attention. But this multi-trillion dollar bill is only dedicating 6%. Of the money to infrastructure. And then it's jam packed with other leftist stuff like money for teachers unions and payoffs for all kinds of lobbies across the country. It's really quite appalling. And when you include the bailout for blue states like New York, like California, where you've got hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars going to these states that have been fiscally mismanaged for a long time, it's really quite outrageous. We could understand emergency spending for the COVID crisis last year. We oversaw a lot of that in the Trump administration because it was urgent and immediate and necessary. This kind of spending going on now, not at all urgent, immediate, or necessary.
We have less than a minute, Monica. Do you recognize this Joe Biden? He's said to be a middle-of-the-road, moderate, middle-class guy, but he's talking as if he's Elizabeth Warren's best friend.
Yes, well, that's where his party is now. So you can't fault him for going exactly to where all of the energy and activism are in his party. Those things are on the far left. He does not want to be pilloried. He doesn't want to take the slings and arrows from the far left, which now controls his party. So, of course, he's moved in that direction.
Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs, commenting on what we know so far about the intention to raise taxes, not only in the United States, but globally, raise global taxes. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.